So this is from March 3rd.
Is Obama working actively, as Rush Limbaugh claims, to get to an impeachment of Trump or forcing Trump to resign? That's the word the last few days.
Yes, Rush is trying to get everybody amped up just so their little pistol-toting grannies can go shoot the hell out of somebody. Yeah, yeah, you don't got to worry about that. It's okay. No worry.
So the media is really building up the left point of view.
They're trying to do anything they can do for anything they can do for anything they can do. Yes. They're desperate, yeah. Bob. They messed up the one thing that everybody had to hold on to do. They even messed that up. So it's like, good Lord, have mercy.
You mean making Hillary president is what they messed up?
No, even their media ecology.
Obamacare.
Yes, and and the media ecology. See, media is all they had.
Right. So the media has nothing to do but to hope and pray that Obama can do something to Trump. And that keeps the media going, so that's all they can do, pretend that there's some serious opposition. They're always complaining there's division in the Republican Party. Is that a fact?
Apparently.
Polarization. Apparently.
Apparently.
But Trump is
we
not
affected
by that.
We say that because it's going to change. It's going to change,
right.
But yes.
I see that Trump, you know, within a year, he'll have done sort of what appears to be successful things that everybody will shut up. Is that the way it's going to
be? Well, he loves that. No, he loves that. He loves that. That's great. Oh. That's his favorite. No, he loves it. It's just like you. When they call and curse you out, that's what you like, because now you got something to talk about. He was running perfectly out of things to tweet about. His little twatter was tweeted. He was a tweet twatter. So, yeah, he couldn't do that. He loves it. It becomes fun and happy. So, yeah.
Okay, there was an article, how millions of kids are being shaped by know-it-all voice assistants. And I think a know-it-all voice assistant might have been presented in the TV show Suits, where this internet guy is making a copy of Donna, her personality. Is that what we're talking about, or just they're having access?
That's something else. So what you're talking about may apply to that, but it's different. It's called Google Home. Do Google Home, and that'll explain it.
Is this allowing the kids to take their power, or it's more ascension by default situation with these devices?
Neither. It's what's replacing it. It's what's replacing it.
Okay, that means something's replacing ascension.
Well, no, we don't like that.
Well, see, you said it replaces it, so you have to tell me what the it and the its are.
Okay. The Google Home is what happens to take over media ecology and what media ecology does, the words. It mimes the by rote. Remember, we've been talking a lot about by rote. It mimics or mocks. It'll learn how to talk right. It'll get some south in your mouth, Bob. You can learn how to talk right. Yo, hey, see, you can even understand what the meaning of the words are, because they get following the words, and the words keep following it. Down home, country, south in your mouth kind of stuff. The next thing you know, bless God, you're in there picking up pawpaws. And the next thing you know, that train done run up through there, and if they wrecked them, and he said, no, don't say it, busted their ass. No, don't say ass, Johnny. Wrecked them, hell, it like to kill every one of them. Google Home will learn how to speak and know how you communicate, even like that. Now, you don't have a clue what we just said.
Google Home is a voice-activated speaker powered by the Google Assistant. Ask it questions, tell it to do things. It's your own Google, always ready to help. Just start with, okay, Google.
Okay.
Now, here's the words. It's always listening. Google Home is always listening. So it'll pick up your words, and it'll learn how you speak, and it'll respond to you ever how you speak, no matter how that is.
It is an example of words not creating. That truism
it would be.
Create.
It would be. It's like Amazon Echo. Echo.
So words creating is one situation. Now I insist they don't create. Words are just powerful. But this device is an example of replacing words creating. So now these devices create.
That's correct. Correct. They do. They absolutely do. They organize your world. They save your pictures. They organize your pictures. You can do face recognitions and find them. The cloud is beginning.
They say millions of kids are being shaped. How are they being shaped, the kids?
By the lack of words.
So they lose the old word power, word creativity.
And that's beautiful because they were judged by that. Remember, that's how they got through school. And now it's gone. Now they don't get through school. They don't even know cursive writing anymore, Bob.
Do you think that they, education should give it up? And
it already has, Bob.
So what will DeVos, what could you do with the school classroom, school buildings?
Oh, she's gonna teach them to ascend. That's exactly what this whole thing is about.
Okay.
You'll see.
Little man, instead of becoming ascended, fights the new environment by trying to amber it away to protect itself. Is that true?
It is a type. It's a futile hedge of protection. It's futile. Mm-hmm. It's a pretend. It's kind of like when people cover their mouth to stop a cough. It's the silliest thing ever. Doesn't do anything. It's still blown out. It's still all in your environment, so it matters not. But, you know, maybe it's just nice or being pleasant, but doesn't have anything to do with anything.
So a futile attempt, which we know. And so this layout of deamberization, is that what the ascended will have to do to keep getting the changing environment because they've adapted to it?
We're going to say yes for a moment. That too will be fleeting. The reason it's going to be fleeting is because once you set it, they're going to want more of it. Once you get to a certain place, it's like when you got people that are oxygen dependent. At some points when they get on, you know, 4 or 5 liters, they can't just stop. But once your environment gets just right, you're not going to stop. You're going to want that and then a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. And you're going to be able to sustain it because, see, now you're kicked in. Your power kicks in. Once the pituitary really starts amping up, there ain't nothing to stop it. And that's why we laugh when people talk about, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we just giggle because you're not going to do nothing. You're going to be laying on the ground begging for air because you still want air. And there ain't.
And are you answering my question in the positive that deamberization is what the ascended will want to do to keep the new environment, to keep the change?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Awesome. Awesome.
But we're being very careful with that because we don't want you to make that a religion or nothing. And you're good about that. Bob won't make a religion out of it, but you don't. You just say, oh, okay, that means for this moment, this right now. And we go, yes, that's exactly correct. Very excellent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. It's very cool. So should I know more about this? The absorption ionization formula?
Not today. It's going to kick in mostly when you hit the environment, when the environment shifts. You're going to start having that's all. Well, when that's not really fair. It is already all the news. What we're trying to do is we're trying to keep Trump Town. Trump Town raises, sing this song, do-da. We're trying to keep Trump on the thing so that they're not looking at other obvious things. But the world is absolutely coming unglued at the hinges. And if anybody, and we're not saying for you to start noting this, because if you notice it, it's over. Don't notice it. Don't notice it. But it's coming. This whole wide world is about to come rippingly down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Trump Town.
They say fire at Trump Hotel in New York City, suspicious. Is this Trump Hotel, is that Trump Tower or another building?
It's another building.
Yeah, did someone try to set it on fire?
No. It was just a little distraction.
Okay, then let's see.
You won't hear much else about it, and it'll just go away, and then it'll be a nothing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
but if they needed to, they could turn that into a spin story that would take the day if it needed to. See, they're still trying to work in the world of mortar, Bob, because some of the little people can't quit it, can't figure it out. The Democrats know they're going to die, but they don't think they're going to die today. Do you think?
Yeah, they have already died, or they have a few days left.
In our opinion, yes, but maybe not otherwise, you see?
They start the spin cycle, and they don't know whether to wash or rinse at a certain point.
No, that's correct. They don't start the spin cycle. They use the spin cycle. They don't wash, or they wash, but...
No, they don't know what they're doing, because it doesn't go anywhere.
Is that what
you're saying, Aya?
They don't know what they're doing.
It never extends beyond anything pliable that works. It never goes past anything that works. So
like,
the metaphor that she's saying is not too far off.
Right. So the Attorney General Sessions is not affected at all about this Russian thing that he had to recuse himself.
He didn't recuse himself of anything. All he did was he was involved in the campaign. And if something came up that they had to investigate, the Russians hacking the presidency, then he would already have to recuse himself because he was a pundit for the whole Trump all the way through. He'd have to be calling on himself to damn testify. So he was going to have to do that regardless anyway. And so he's like, well, okay, the rules say I have to do this, so I'm going to do this. Whoopee crap.
Meanwhile, they're posting pictures of Schumer with the Russians, Charles Schumer.
Oh, yeah, did you get that off Dupes? That's on Dupes. I mean, did you get that off of the Goober Snatcher?
It's on Drudge.
Oh, no, it's on the Goober Snatcher first.
Oh, okay. All right. So Schumer, it starts to make him look bad. They made an issue out of the Russians, now there's pictures of him. So it backfires on the Democrats all the time.
And this is Nancy Pelosi 202.
Right. She keeps making a fool of herself.
Hysterical, because it's kind of funny, though, after a minute.
Yes, but does Pelosi, is she too out of it to know how she's in trouble?
She has no idea, Bob.
Right. And
who in the Democratic Party
would hear our prediction of no Democratic and any influence for 37 years? Who in the Democratic committee, power position, heard that or would agree with it if they heard about it? Who knows it's over of the name Democrats?
Elizabeth Warren is about to be decided. She's about to figure it out.
Recognizing that the old spin cycles don't work. That's what they have to realize, that the audience doesn't care.
They don't see yet.
All right. Okay, Carolyn, is there anything else?
Trump on Twitter says, I hereby demand a second investigation after Schumer of Pelosi for her close ties to Russia and lying about it.
Ah, good. But nothing will come from that, right, Ion?
Well, there's a photo that he includes. Photo contradicts Pelosi's statement about not meeting Kislyak.
Yeah.
The Democratic House leader sat with the Russian ambassador and other officials in 2010.
So nobody will investigate what he demands, but he gets to make his point that they're idiots, right?
Oh,
Ion?
No, he's over. He's over. He's over that. Jeff Sessions can do that.
Investigate those guys.
Hell yeah. And you realize who's going to do the investigation. It's his number two in charge, and they haven't even put that person to work yet. So it's like he'd have to still do it, and still he'd have to do it until he had to do it anyway. So he's just following the lines and faces, Bob. It's so fun.
Yeah, you're saying that he would have to use Sessions till he got a number two guy. And who would that be?
And
we don't know yet.
They haven't been affirmed yet. He's already picked them. They just haven't been affirmed yet.
Yeah. Okay, so is there anything you would like to comment on before we leave? We're going to start early tomorrow for you. Because we're going to leave after 4 hours.
It's going to be great. We're going to stay right there with you all the way.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. There's another Twitter note, Trump saying, it's so pathetic that the Dems have not approved my full cabinet. What's going on there, Ion? Right.
They're not going to do that until they have to. Because he's moving the entire world, Carolyn, and he has a party of three. There's three people running the entire country right now, and he's done more in a few minutes than they've done in the last ever. What happens when he really gets stabbed? It's going to be a sight to behold.
Right. So the three people are him, Priebus, and Bannon. Is that the three people?
Well, and he also has your little buddy. Your little buddy, ExxonMobil.
Oh, yeah, Tillerson or something. Yeah,
Tillerson, yeah. Finally got him worked out. Thank goodness.
Okay, so you say the world's going to fall apart. Is that due to Trump or another level of falling apart? Nothing to do with Trump.
It's shaking.
Yeah, but is it affected by the Trump? Is it Trump is causing this?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so the world's going to fall apart over Trump. Meanwhile,
well, what happens, as we know, when there's so much focus on this one guy, Trump, the rest of the world is doing crazy things that they're trying to hide behind the glare of Trump. So do you want to tell?
Sorry, can't play that part, but we'll move it forward here. Okay, here's the next part.
But it does include medical things, too.
Well, God doesn't need much medical stuff, Bob. That's the thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fun.
No, it is fun. Because what it does is it actually validates all the things that Carolyn's always said. Carolyn's never said, get over your sickness. Carolyn says, be well.
Yeah.
That's all she's ever said is, be well.
Yes.
So I stop it there, and then I move it forward to Aperture Science Defined. Ian's always saying this phrase, Aperture Science. So what is it?
Okay, it's an applied, it's Aperture Science.
Well,
so what's
going to
happen
done.
Now? Well, no, Aperture Science means you got to see it. Just because something's done and you don't turn the oven off, you'll burn it up. You're trying to get it done that you can see it done, and it's Aperture Science, which you're working on doing fabulous at, by the way.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Congratulations. You're doing well. It's no problem. Good.
Well, that's a good point to end on. I'm looking forward to taking my arm tonight.